Thank you.
Obviously, there's going to be questions about just how big. You know, a guy is enormous. Mm-hmm. Just how athletic you move fairly well. I mean, tape shows that. But you obviously want to show off certain things to certain teams. In terms of things like bend and change of direction, what are you working on?
Man, I'm just working on everything. I want to show every team that I can play in every system. So it's not really anything particular that I'm working on. I just want to be able to show that I can. You can put me in any situation, and I'm going to be able to complete the job.
So you can play three techniques?
Three technique. I can play the four or five. I have done it. The Alabama game, I played a four eye and a five. I was about 6'4", 370. Nah, it was just a certain situation that led me to 370, but I'm more of a, like a 340 and low guy. I say like a 5'1", 5 flat. Oh, yeah, 345? Why not? It wasn't tough at all. I mean, just all in the work ethic. I knew where I wanted to be. I went ahead and did it. Yeah, I feel like it's going to help me. I mean, it can't hurt me. Being versatile, it can't hurt me. So I don't see any other way but just helping me.
Where do you feel like your ideal position? Where do you feel more
cautious? Anywhere from the 3 to the 0. Yep.
You said 370 right now.
No. I said in the Alabama game I was 370 when I played a 4 and a 5. I weighed in at 346. No problem. Actually, I haven't met with any teams this week, so I don't have any. I can't give you any answer. I don't know. Probably my weight. That was the biggest issue of anything with my weight.
What would you tell those teams if they're concerned that you have got the ability to keep it off throughout your playing career in the NFL? What do you tell those teams to ask
them? I mean, I tell them they have nothing to worry about. It was that only time in my football career ever that I was that high. That was the highest I've ever been in my life. And I mean, I didn't have the right knowledge of how I should have my weight and things such as that. So now, since I'm educated enough to know to keep my weight down and that's where I want to play so I can get the job done efficiently, then they don't have anything to worry about. Come and do it. Well, they don't give you the teams exactly. They just give you the room numbers. I had the obligation as far as like me trying to get extra studying in and things like that. So instead of me doing the extra running, I would do an extra tutoring. I mean, I'm learning at the same time. A lot of that question came at me with this past year, me playing at the defensive end. I never played that position in my life, so I was still learning as trying to get the job done. But I mean, it can be done, and just give me opportunity. I like to compare my game to like Wilford and Chris Jenkins, just for the fact that Wilford is a dominant guy, so is Chris, and I feel like Chris is very versatile and he's a big man that can move. My strength is going to carry me a long way. I think that, and me being versatile at a such of a massive size. No, I feel like I can play the 3 technique, and they're gonna have to respect me no matter where I line up at. Kevin Connor, Universal Sports. I like to say that because going through the feedback and all the media, they said I was very versatile. I wanted to show that I can move. Everybody had questions. Well, he's this big. Can he move? Can he do this? Can he run to the ball? Is he going to be tired after the third play? I want to show that I'm a 3-down guy, and I can be a 3-down guy through the whole game.
John, what are your habits that are better in terms of stuff that you do? What's your routine?
Your diet and everything?
Is it different?
I mean, my diet is pretty much the same, bro. I mean, I wake up every morning at 6 o'clock right before workouts, have a shake, a protein shake, and then after I work out, and then have another shake, eat something light around 10, then have like a nice size lunch, not too big, at around 11, then have another shake after that workout, and then I have like something small. Like, it's all about the portions and what you eat. And a lot of my shakes consist of fresh fruits like berries, no pineapples or anything like that, just straight berries, blueberry, raspberry, blackberry, and stuff like that, mixed with like a scoop of protein. And instead of having milk, I use water and ice, and then just make it real thick that way. And then it's all in the mind. The thicker the shake is, the fuller you feel.
Do you think because of your size alone that causes you to wear down, say, in the fourth quarter?
I mean, I don't see myself wearing down, because a lot of times in the season, you would see in certain games, like big games, man, we had to go in the fourth quarter. So, and I felt like I made plays in the fourth quarter. Florida game, we went down to the T. You know, South Carolina, even though we was getting beat, I felt like I was giving everything I had the fourth quarter. So, I mean, I don't see my size wearing me down in the fourth quarter.
Tell me a little bit about Kwame. I mean, obviously, people think of the two of you together. I mean, you don't see two guys who look like the two of you together on the same team very often. And obviously, Kwame comes from a very well-known football family. I'm sure you mentioned that.
Yeah.
To you, what do you guys learned from each other, or taught each other, or fought with each other, and given each other?
I mean, we never really fought on any circumstance.
Like,
yeah,
but I mean,
Kwame and I, man, we try to balance each other out. We were two big guys, you know. We was in a situation where I had to play the defensive end, as we all know. Kwame tried to close the gap, and I see why it's good to have a big guy in the middle, because then the running back have to bounce out either your direction or the opposite direction. So a lot of the times, especially the Georgia Tech game in particular, the running back and all the option was coming my way, and I made a lot of tackles that game. Yeah, everybody, my circle, my agent, my trainer, Tony Villani, XP down in Boca, if y'all didn't know, my pops, Giovanni Daniels, and even my mom. She knew how serious this situation was. And I mean, everybody in my circle was on me. They was on me just making sure I was doing the right thing. I don't know. I couldn't say that, because, like, far as if you go talk to my coaches and stuff like that, when we had our conditioning test, I was still blowing that out the frame. Like, it really didn't bother me. Like, if you ask my strength head strength coordinator, he would tell you, man, the 220s, the 110s, I was, like, one of the first linemen that was back and forth. Like, just, I don't know. So it really didn't bother me. Honestly, I don't even know. I don't keep tracking. I just know I'm eating the right things and it's working.
You have goals for bench, 40, those kind of
things? I mean, I'm just I'm hoping for a good 30, 35. You know, I just came off the AC. I didn't really get the treatment I wanted for my AC, but it's all good, man. I'm just trying to put on the show, and then hopefully somebody feel like they need me in the first round and in the top five, hopefully. No, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you. Have a good one.